Now, rank and file Gardaí, well, they want improvements to their housing, their pay, equipment and policing. And they will make those demands over the next few days at their annual conference in Killarney in County Kerry. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, is there and his report begins with the GRA President, Mark O'Mara.
As President of the Garda Representative Association, I'd like to welcome you all here to our 47th annual delegate conference in the INEC in Killarney. Our theme for conference is, it was a job worth doing. Undervalued and under attack.
The GRA president set the tone for this conference, which is one of dissatisfaction with the way An Garda Síochána is being managed and with those who manage it. Deputy General Secretary James Morris-Rowe says the operating policing model the Commissioner has brought in has failed in other countries and is failing here.
We speak to our colleagues in the Scottish Police Federation. They have now abandoned this model and they're going back to the community policing where you put police out on the streets. We would like to see more Gardaí out in the streets. We feel that this operating policing model is keeping our members behind desks. They're not out engaging with the community.
The GRA says young Gardaí in particular cannot afford to live in the communities they're required to police. Tara McManus explains why they are seeking a scheme to help them pay for a home.
The difficulty is, of course, the price of accommodation. So we're finding that our young probationers can barely afford to rent, never mind actually get onto the property ladder. So what we're seeking is to discuss, you know, how a government-supported scheme might work for these young members. Some sort of scheme where perhaps a percentage of the cost of the house might be actually given to these young guys, and over their service then they would pay that back when they were on a more healthy salary.
The GRA also says the current salary is far from healthy. And Mark O'Mara says it must be increased if more people are to be encouraged to join the Gardaí.
We have a situation whereby a training allowance which was increased is still below the required standard to, we believe, incentivise people. With the increased age limit up to 50 years of age and the added financial commitments that those members would have, such as mortgages, children, and even at the age of 50 you could have children going to college. So those added expenses are ones that would prohibit many people of that age bracket entering into a Garda Síochána.
And rank and file Gardaí also say they feel constrained when it comes to pursuing reckless and dangerous criminals. Nessa Durkin, a Garda in Louth, says they can respond but not pursue because they haven't been trained.
These criminal gangs that are committing burglaries, driving extremely fast then down the motorway, our members are not trained, and it's an unagreed policy that we have in force at the minute.
And Detective Garda Mark Ferris from Blanchardstown says if things go wrong, it's the individual Garda who gets the blame.
Pursuit driving is one of the most inherently dangerous activities in policing. It requires specialist instruction, competency and an acquired skill set, none of which are provided to or possessed by our members.
Detective Garda Mark Ferris from Blanchardstown in Dublin, ending that report from Killarney in County Kerry by our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds. It's 8:15.